A friend swept me a rich, festive set of individually addressable, colorful WS2812 LEDs for the Christmas tree, all controlled via Wi-Fi, remote control, and via buttons on the casing. Initially, the friend wanted to use it with the Tuya app, but found that the app locks up on mode selection, so he gave me the task of reworking the whole thing to work with Open Beacon. The kit already includes LEDs, 20 meters, 200 pieces, and was bought for £150. The LEDs are IP67 rated. Let's start with the packaging. Model C-Tree-001, MGB line LED lights C-Tree-001. Contents as expected. Instructions. The LEDs are IP67 waterproof, but remember, the controller is not. Test with the Tuya app. The test with the Tuya app is to see if the problem reported by the reader occurs. I paired according to the instructions. Apparently, the color selection works. In full white mode, the strip does not even draw much current. I was also able to switch to static animation. From what I understand, this is a single color animation. Playing with the colors in the video. Then I wanted to switch to dynamic DIY. Well, that's where the app got stuck. So the reader was right. It is not possible to enable animation from within the app. Here you even have to change the firmware. Interior of CT001. Lift the cover. Inside is the CBU module, or BK7231N. You can upload Open Beacon. I was also curious about the plate assembly. The screw is under the plate, and right next to it, you can see a small ball of binder. With finer circuits, such balls like to make an unexpected short circuit. I removed all the electronics. The circuit mark 621D3278 is probably some sort of amplifier from a microphone. Can anyone find its note? There's a place for transistors on the board, meaning this board is also for PWM-based strips, probably for 5-channel RGBCW. On the other side, there are buttons. There is a 3.3-volt LDO, programming pads, and a microphone. Changing CT001 firmware. As per our flasher's instructions, you can also preview tutorials on our YT channel, example for CB2S, CBU pinout, pin number, symbol IO type function, 1P14 IO common GPIO, which can be reused as SPI, SCK, correspond to pin 11 of the IC, 2P16 IO common GPIO, which can be reused as SPI, MOSI, correspond to pin 12 of the IC, 3P20 IO common GPIO, correspond to pin 20 of the IC, 4P22 IO common GPIO, correspond to pin 18 of the IC, 5ADC IO ADC, which corresponds to P23 on the internal IC, correspond to pin 17 of the IC, 6RX2 IO UART RX2, which corresponds to P1 on the internal IC, correspond to pin 28 of the IC, 7TX2 IO UART TX2, which is used for outputting logs and corresponds to P0 of the internal IC, correspond to pin 29 of the IC. 8P8 IO support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 24 of the IC. 9P7 IO support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 23 of the IC. 10P6 IO support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 22 of the IC. 11P26 IO support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 15 of the IC. 12P24 IO support hardware PWM, correspond to pin 16 of the IC. 13GNDP power supply reference ground. 14 3V3 TP power supply 3V3. 15 TX1 IO UART TX1, which is used for transmitting user data and corresponds to pin 27 of the IC. For the MCU solution, please refer to CBX module. 16RX1 IO UART RX1, which is used for receiving user data and corresponds to pin 26 of the IC. For the MCU solution, please refer to CBX module 17, P28, IO, common GPIO, correspond to pin 10 of the IC, 18, CEN, IO reset pin, low active, internally pulled high, compatible with other modules, correspond to pin 21 of the IC, 19, reset pin low active, internally pulled high, 19, P9, IO, common GPIO, correspond to pin 25 of the IC, 20, P17, IO, common GPIO, which can be reused as SPI MISO, correspond to pin 14 of the IC, 21, P15, IO, common GPIO, which can be reused as SPI CS, correspond to pin 13 of the IC, test point .CSN, IO, mode selection pin. If it is connected to the ground before being powered on, enter the firmware test mode. If it is not connected or connected to VCC before being P.